This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopian Media's Entertainment Technology World. We're about to speak with Kurt Schwenk, who's the General Manager, NEC Solutions America, Inc., Digital Cinema Division. And if that weren't long enough, he's actually here to talk to us. Welcome to Utopian Media's Entertainment Technology World.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to talk about NEC at Show East 2005. Tell our listeners what Show East 2005 is.
Show East is the second largest of the cinema-related trade shows in the U.S.
Would Show West be the largest?
Show West is the largest. That's the one in Las Vegas in March.
Right.
And then the opposite side of the year is this one, which is always, the last few years, I should say, been in Orlando. Previous to that, it was in Atlantic City.
You mentioned Orlando, Florida. Are they going to be intact if the hurricane hits Florida?
They're sending out regular updates every day saying the show is still on.
Okay.
So we're hoping, and as they say in show business, the show must go on.
That's right.
So hopefully the hotel will still be there and the airport will still be there.
Okay. So there'll be some drama this year.
Exactly.
Okay. And what's the purpose of Show East, and who usually shows up?
Basically, it is a show for the exhibition industry, the theater owners.
Okay.
The people who show up are people like ourselves who provide products and services for the theatrical industry, as well as the opposite side of the theater industry, which is exhibition and all the studios. So they will show up with many of their new products, their holiday offerings, etc., show full features, clip reels, new promotional trailers, promotional materials. And then you have the trade show, which is all of the folks like ourselves, showing off everything from popcorn to popcorn makers to candy to seating to, you know, Dolby Cinema processors.
And at the high end of the technical food chain are the digital cinema solutions that you're offering.
We certainly like to think so.
Okay, so tell us about those. The main one is called Starris?
Correct. Starris is our full-blown digital cinema system, which consists of the projectors, which we have an IS-8, which is our smaller-scale projector, good for small theaters, as well as post-production rooms, those sorts of things. And we have our new IS-25, which we showed a prototype last year at Show West, but we actually have our first production unit that we'll be showing off at Show East.
And what all does that do?
It's the newest digital cinema product from any company. It will light the largest cinema screens, and it is very advanced in its functionality. It has optional touch panel screens that you can control it from. It has things like lens shift, lamp memory, lens memory. So as an example, if you set a projector now, you have to set it a certain way for maximum light output for doing a flat image versus a scope image, or a 1.85 image versus a scope, cinemascope image. With this projector, you can preset those functions so that you can actually switch back and forth almost instantly between being able to show a scope image and a 1.85 image.
A little bit like setting the mirrors on your from the console of your car for different drivers.
Exactly. It's like having the memory button for that.
Okay. And how important is that in making sure that the end user experience is optimal?
It's very important because you can interface it with a theater automation system and preset it so that if you have a mix, say, of trailers running before the feature,
right,
you can run the flat trailers in the correct aspect ratio and have the projector switch over to the scope trailers in the correct aspect ratio.
With the touch of a button?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's our newest in our projection line. We are also showing off our finalized versions of the new screen and centralized multiplex hub servers that we do. Both of those are DCI compliant, which is the Digital Cinema Initiatives Group.
We're just finalized.
Correct. And so we are complying with all of their standards that they've set or their recommendations. And we're a Linux-based JPEG running compression system. Which is, that's kind of the final generation of what their recommendation was. So we will be showing that off as well. Lucasfilm has been kind enough to give us test footage of Episode 3 which they put together specifically to test projectors and servers. It's some of the hardest footage they could come up with to make sure these things work right. And that's actually what we'll be using to demonstrate that the system runs properly.
Okay. Now, will individual theater owners or chains, who will you be presenting to at Show East?
Anybody who wants to come in.
Okay.
it's literally all of the above. You know, you get everything from people owning a single screen to a single multiplex to, you know, Regal Cinemas, the largest cinema company in the world.
Do the big chains make one purchase for the whole chain, or do the individual exhibitors figure into the discussions?
They normally will purchase for the whole chain, but that doesn't mean they purchase one item only for the whole chain. You know, they may purchase some of our projectors and someone else's servers. They could purchase our servers, somebody else's projectors. They could purchase projectors from all three of the projector manufacturers.
How is that working out most recently? Are exhibitors going for a soup-to-nuts solution from one vendor, or are they mixing and matching?
It's a little of everything. It's so different. Each exhibitor is different in their attitude toward that.
And the DCI, the Digital Cinema Initiative standards, are working out so that you can mix and match equipment from different vendors in a seamless way.
Correct. It's, of course, you know, we're happy to be a part of it however people want us to, but obviously there's advantages to having all one manufacturer's set of equipment in there, because there's no finger pointing between people.
Right.
You know, if something goes wrong, it's one phone call in our case to NEC saying
right.
Something's gone wrong, and we troubleshoot the whole thing, and no matter what it is, we fix it.
Back when printers didn't work and you didn't know whether it was the computer maker or the printer maker.
Exactly.
But
in this case, we'd be doing both.
Okay. Now, you're also showcasing the AdvaSuite in-theater advertising solution. What does that do, and who's going to want that?
That's a system that basically puts the digital ads on in front of the feature films. And as many people have heard, it's always in the press, you get a lot of people who complain that they don't like feeling captured and watching the ads. But that tends to be, we find, the vocal minority. It's, you know, we're all guilty of, we don't go in and tell people when we do like something. We only make a point of telling them when we don't like them.
You're essentially saying the silent majority isn't upset by this.
I don't truly believe it is. You know, you do have a lot of vocal people who say that everyone's upset about it, but I myself am an avid moviegoer, and I would much rather go in and sit there, you know, if I'm waiting for a movie and have something, you know, funny, entertaining, full-motion commercials running than slides asking me the same questions that I saw 4 weeks ago.
And how the Methodists established Hollywood.
Exactly.
Are the trailers run on the with the basic system, or do they run on ADVA?
They can do either one. Most of the distributors, the studios, want their content shown on cinema projectors, whether that's film or digital cinema projectors.
Right.
There are, however, some studios that are looking at purchasing additional advertising time in the pre-show,
right.
In which case it would then run on the smaller system.
Okay, and would those be trailers or something else?
It'll be trailers and or TV spots would be my guess.
Okay.
Because as you know, the studios make the full trailers for theatrical exhibition prior to films,
right.
And then they do the shorter TV spots for actually TV advertising.
Okay.
So it could be a combination of those.
Okay, now, do you know how many people are going to be at Show East?
I believe, and for all of your listeners, please don't quote me on this, but I believe this year it's in the 1,400 range.
1,400 people.
Correct. It's about half the size of Show West.
Okay. Could we talk a little bit about how sales are going in as specific terms as you want to talk about in terms of systems up until now and what the rate of adoption is and what the dynamics of that is how that's going up until the present?
Sure. And it's pretty much the same for anybody in this industry. You know, many of your listeners will probably have read that you know, there's a 3D deployment going on right now that Dolby's at the center of, and it's with Disney for Chicken Little that they're going to be doing about 100 screens in 3D.
Is that with or without glasses?
With glasses.
Okay.
But with the digital cinema projector, it's quite amazing.
Right.
So that's probably the biggest current news of anything. Across the board, though, the industry just hasn't moved very quickly yet. I think right now some of the pause is that there's a few, roughly three or four competing business plans out there that offer more or less sort of an investment from the business plan standpoint, and the theater leases the equipment,
right,
et cetera, so that it's not a large upfront cost to the cinema chain.
Right.
So I think a lot of the cinemas right now that might have otherwise purchased already,
right,
are waiting to see how these fall out. And I think, you know, we're in discussion with all of them. We hope to be one of the providers to one or more of them. You know, and I think that's the same for anybody else currently doing the hardware side of the business.
So are people signing up for these lease programs?
They are, yes. So that's something that I think you're going to hear some announcements made next week at Show East.
Okay. To what extent are the studios involved in financing or subsidizing the adoption of this technology by the theaters, either on a sale or lease basis?
Well, from an individual hardware provider point of view, in our case, they're not involved. They're involved in approving the hardware and saying, yes, we'll release a film to your product.
Right.
But they're not involved in the theater's decision of what to buy, et cetera.
Because it was my understanding that the studios have the most to gain by this, apart from the customers, of course, and the viewers, and that to amortize the cost of the transition, that the studios were going to help out the theater owners in some way.
Well, part of some of the plans, which obviously are all under NDA, et cetera,
right,
but as much as I can say is that
right,
two of the four plans do involve, studio participation.
Okay. And vis-a-vis that, what I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on are the biggest, ironically smallest news in video distribution recently has been the iPod and the launch of the video iPod,
which I plan on buying this weekend.
All right. Well, that point taken, or point made. There's essentially been more focus on these 2.5-inch screens than there have been on the theater-sized screens in terms of delivery of digital video. And I guess my question is, and you should talk about within this context the financing arrangements and the decision of theater owners to go digital, is whether the studios, which now make more money from DVDs than they do from theatrical exhibition, are going to be investing in what may be almost a legacy mode of distributing films, if you see what I mean.
Well, I believe it was Roger Ebert, if he'll allow me to quote him, but
sure.
I agree very much in what he said, and I'm going to paraphrase him, which is basically he was saying that, you know, going to a theater is akin to, you know, cavemen, an early man, sitting around a campfire together in a communal place.
Right.
And later, as communication developed, sitting around those same fires, telling scary stories.
Right.
It's a group event. It's a group activity. You know, it's kind of in our genes to go and see the flickering light and listen to the story and hear a story and be told a story.
Well, in fact, I just finished reading The Whole Equation by David Thompson about the history of film, and he makes the same point that Roger Ebert does, that the audience as such, the audience in a dark room, in a group, is an essential part of what he calls the whole equation of filmmaking and film viewing.
Right.
Towards the end of the book, as the new technologies emerge, he's a little vague on what he thinks the future of film viewing is based on technological development. So I guess I'm wondering whether the added impact of digital cinema, in your view, is going to be enough to counteract the other forces that are moving people to their separate viewing venues, whether it's an iPod, a portable DVD player, a home theater complex where they're getting content on flash drives or downloading them through the internet.
Right. See, I have an opinion on all of this that may be controversial, is the wrong word, but that may not agree with a lot of people in the industry.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the box office has dropped off a bit. It's still, however, very strong. Part of why the box office has dropped off a bit, as you'll read in many places, is that, you know, it's a lot to do with the content. There's films out that people don't necessarily want to see, or that aren't being marketed strong enough so that people aren't being driven to see them. This kind of thing goes in cycles.
So the point you're making is the reason that people, not as many people are going to the theaters, not because of the size of the screen, but the content of the of what's projected on it.
I think that has something to do with it, and I'm not saying that they're by any means bad,
right.
But I think all of us and all of your listeners, if you know, there are movies that you know you absolutely want to see in the theater.
Right.
And there's other movies that are kind of your second-tier movies that if you can see it in a theater conveniently, you will. And if you can't, you'll buy the DVD. And or you'll rent the DVD.
Is there a difference here between films that are primarily CGI and special effects versus films that are more intimate portraits of human beings in crisis trying to solve their problems?
I think... And I don't mean this negative toward what you just said,
right.
But in a stereotypical way, yes, I think it is. If you dig a little deeper, that's a part of it, but I mean, there's films, like, there was a film out a few years ago that just was amazing use of color,
right.
Which was Far From Heaven.
Right.
And there was no way I was going to stay home and watch that on a DVD. I went and saw it on the big screen.
And it was worth it. And it was worth doing it.
It was absolutely worth doing it. And there were no special effects in the film. But the color palette on it was amazing.
Well, in fact, are you sort of saying then that there are going to be particular situations in which viewing on a 2.5-inch screen in an iPod is good enough, and situations in which a widescreen in a theater is essential, and that different content and different markets and different audiences will gravitate towards a wide range of venues and content.
Exactly, because I'm sure, you know, your brother, your sister, your wife, your children, you know, everybody is different in their taste. So, you know, for the film that I have to see on the big screen may be the film that you'll wait and watch on pay-per-view. And it may be something that your daughter would just wait and get on the iPod when it's broadcast on an iPod.
Okay, well, in the same context, what can you say about the possibility of scaling, of using the technology that you've developed, that NEC has developed, and your competitors have developed, for this intensely capable projection in theater venues to essentially make it less expensive and have it available for home viewing?
Well, as you know from our previous conversations, NEC already does home viewing projectors.
Right.
So, you know, we're part of that market as well. And I would say that the creation of higher resolution imaging units, whether they be projectors, plasmas, LCDs,
right.
That is having probably more of an effect on the consumer side than anything has in recent years. People are, you know, maybe your line of what movies you go to a theater to see has moved a little bit.
Right.
You know, maybe the bottom end of your A-list, which used to you would only go see in a theater,
right.
Maybe now you'll stay home and watch it on a high-end monitor.
Right.
That may have some impact, but I think that whole communal experience is still a big draw.
And NEC, though, is positioned that if people want to watch at home, they've got plenty of equipment that they can buy from NEC to do that.
Exactly.
So.
We also feel that, you know, it's very important to be in the theatrical market because even if you look at pure sales, yes, DVD now outsells theatrical. But if you look at all the old equations and the new equations where you see a film that comes out straight to DVD,
right,
it immediately doesn't do well.
Well, it, within the same paragraph, talking about the relative revenues from DVD and exhibition, says that the more cynical commentators say that the theatrical exhibition is essentially an ad for the DVD.
In some ways, in the future, it may be. I think, again, I think people will still go see it in the theater, but I think the studios probably already recognize that without a theatrical release, the film is not taken as seriously.
Right, exactly. So, and they, so it might as well be viewed as well as possible. Which,
yeah,
which
it's almost saying, like saying, well, I'm going to go buy a car, but they've stopped selling gasoline.
Is there any future prospect of something along the lines of Intel Inside for NEC on the screen, where the projector system is branded? One sees Dolby sound systems advertising THX, obviously, when you go in. Is there any move to say this program has been projected by NEC? So that people know what to buy if they do decide to stay home?
We would like that at some point in the future. Right now, the public branding isn't as important as having the cinema customers and the studios both feel that we have one of the best products available.
Okay, finally, could you say something about 2K versus 4K and where that stands?
Sure. Our company on the projection side of the business is a Texas Instrument DLP-based manufacturer.
Right.
We use their technology to make our digital cinema projectors. Sony is currently the only one looking at a 4K projector, and they're doing demonstrations around town currently. And I may be slightly out of date on this, but it's my understanding that they haven't yet delivered any projectors.
Okay.
We and our two competitors using the DLP technology have delivered hundreds of projectors between
right.
us.
Be more specific about that. How many of these are installed now in theaters?
It's about, please don't quote me on exact number, but it's around 350 right now, globally.
350 digitally equipped theaters in the world?
Correct.
Okay, can you want to say how many of them are NEC?
Ours are mostly in post-production houses.
Okay.
And we're a smaller percentage because the theater side, against what the company had originally planned, we felt that if we went into post first, that you have to do post before you can release it.
Right.
But what actually happened is there was a lot of workarounds in post, so those companies that made the bigger projectors took the first step, which is why we're launching the biggest capable projector. It's physically the small, how do I put this? Of the large-scale projectors, it's physically the smallest size, but it's got the highest output capability.
So it would then naturally have the highest size-to-projection capability ratio?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the new unit we're launching. So we hope to be in a lot more theaters, because right now we're only in two cinemas. The rest of our equipment is in post houses, but we have we've equipped about half of the post houses that are equipped.
Okay, good. So you're hoping to get a similar ratio in the exhibition halls?
At least a third,
okay.
If not half.
All right, good. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us on Utopia Media Entertainment Technology World, and look forward to further conversations as the process unfolds.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank your listeners. I appreciate everyone's time.
Okay, you're welcome. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.